Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 1. Living a Christian Life Under the Government of God. Wednesday Related Verses. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12. Beloved, do not think that the fiery ordeal among you coming to you for a trial is strange, as if it were a strange thing happening to you. Verse 13. But inasmuch as you share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice exultingly. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. Verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model, so that you may follow in his steps. Verse 22. Who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth. Verse 23. Who being reviled, did not revile in return. Suffering he did not threaten, but kept committing all to him who judges righteously. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 21. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, and a man is tried by the praise given him. Psalm chapter 66, verse 10. For you have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Verse 17. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. Because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Suggested reading. The Greek word for fiery ordeal means burning, signifying the burning of a smelting furnace for the purification of gold and silver, like the metaphor used in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Peter considered the persecution the believers suffered as such a burning furnace used by God to purify their life. This is God's way to deal with the believers in the judgment of his governmental administration, which begins from his own household. Fiery persecution is common to the believers. They should not think it is strange or alien to them and be surprised and astonished by it. This persecution is a trial, a testing. Peter's use of the metaphor of a burning furnace in verse 12 indicates that today the Lord is using persecutions and trials as a furnace to serve a positive purpose. The positive purpose served by persecution and trial is the purification of our life. We can be compared to gold and silver. However, we still have some amount of dross. Therefore, we need purification. As gold and silver are purified through burning, we also need to be purified in this way. In verse 12, Peter tells the believers not to regard the fiery ordeal as strange. As Christians, we should realize that fiery ordeals are common. It is our destiny to suffer in this age. Of course, this is not our eternal destiny. God has not destined us to suffer in eternity, but he surely has destined us to suffer in this age. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13, Peter indicates that by experiencing such a fiery ordeal, we share, participate in the sufferings of Christ. Here Peter is saying that it is possible for the sufferings a Christian undergoes to be the sufferings of Christ. If we were not Christians, we certainly would not suffer the kind of persecution described in verses 12 and 13. Such persecutions are due to the fact that we are Christians, men of Christ. Because we believe in Christ, love Christ, live Christ, bear testimony to Christ, witnessing of Him in this age, the world rises up against us. This age is under the hand of the evil one. And for this reason, unbelieving ones persecute those who believe in Christ and witness of Him. In the sight of God, this kind of suffering is regarded as the sufferings of Christ. 1 Peter is a book on the Christian life under the government of God. It is easy for us to pay attention to the Christian life and to neglect God's government. Actually, the Christian life and the government of God go together. The triune God has passed through a long process and has become the life-giving spirit to indwell us. This is for our Christian life. At the same time, the triune God is still the creator of the universe and its ruler. On the one hand, we have been reborn to have a spiritual life, the divine life. On the other hand, we are still in the old creation. For this reason, we need God's governmental dealings. In order for the Christian life to grow, we need the discipline of God's government. The preciousness of Peter's writings is that he combines the Christian life and God's government. Paul did the same thing, but he did not do it in such a clear way as Peter did. Peter's writings show us that the Christian life and the government of God go together as a pair. If we would carefully read the two epistles of Peter, we would see that Peter is quite deep in the matter of life. The first chapter of 2 Peter in particular is rich, deep and profound in the matter of life. But at the same time, in his writings, Peter gives a serious word regarding God's governmental dealings with his regenerated people. Therefore, in the epistles of Peter, we need to see the Christian life and God's government, and also see how the two go together.